Via remote, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Britain says it plans to start injecting people with the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine as early as Monday, after becoming the first country to approve a COVID-19 vaccine following large-scale clinical trials. The British government approved the use of the coronavirus vaccine on Wednesday after the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency announced it had completed its safety review. The decision marks a significant milestone in the battle against the pandemic, although challenges remain for poorer health systems in rolling out the vaccine. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warned Wednesday of a bleak winter ahead as the country continues to see nationwide surges of COVID-19 cases. CDC Director Robert Redfield said he believes December, January, and February will be the most difficult time in the public health history of the country. The projection comes as the mayor of the city of Los Angeles warned residents to stay home to help stop the spread of the coronavirus. Mayor Eric Garcetti said the country would run out of hospitals, the county that is in Los Angeles, out of hospital beds by Christmas if the current rate of infections continues. The mayor said hospitalizations have more than tripled and are at a new peak, and the city's COVID-19 deaths have nearly doubled and are rising. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden met virtually Wednesday with American small business owners and workers who have been impacted by the economic slowdown caused by the coronavirus pandemic. When he takes office January 20th, he will immediately be confronted with the slowing of the U.S. economy's recovery. By remote, this is VOA News. Hong Kong media tycoon and pro-democracy advocate Jimmy Lai has been arrested and charged with fraud. The 73-year-old Lai appeared in a Hong Kong court Thursday, along with two other executives of his Next Digital company, and reportedly accused of violating terms of the company's lease of its office space. Lai was arrested at his home back in August and charged with suspicion of colluding with a foreign country under the city's new national security law imposed by China. Lai's arrest Thursday comes a day after three young Hong Kong pro-democracy activists, 24-year-old Joshua Wong, Agnes Chow, and Ivan Lam, received jail sentences between 7 and 13.5 months in connection to a protest outside the city's police headquarters back in June of last year. Lai is one of the highest-profile Hong Kongers targeted by the new security law since it went into effect in July. Under the law, anyone in Hong Kong believed to be carrying out terrorism, separatism, subversion of state power, or collusion with foreign forces could be tried and face life in prison if convicted. The United Nations says it has reached an agreement with Ethiopia to provide humanitarian aid in the country's northern Tigray region, where a month of conflict has worsened an existing humanitarian crisis. The UN says the deal will give aid workers access to federal government-controlled areas of Tigray, where federal troops have been fighting the Tigray regional government. The UN has been among a number of organizations calling for access to the region amid the growing humanitarian crisis after foreign workers were forced to evacuate. Well, authorities in Indonesia are keeping a close watch on a volcano that forced hundreds of people to flee their villages for safety when it began to spew hot ash thousands of meters into the air. A local disaster agency chief said residents living near Mount Semeru of Java Island still could be at risk as heavy rains threatened to trigger more volcanic flows from the still-spewing crater. And Ivanka Trump, President Trump's daughter and advisor, questioned under oath this week as part of a civil suit alleging misuse of nonprofit funds for Donald Trump's inauguration 4 years ago. The District of Columbia's Attorney General claimed that Trump's real estate business and other entities misused profits, nonprofit funds, to enrich the family business. For more news, please join us at voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
News. Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
Music and more.
VOA.
One more.
May boot up. I'm Larry London. Welcome to another hour of the hits. And coming up, Gabby Barrett, who turns 21 this March. She is going to be a mommy in January. She's an American Idol finalist who got married to another American Idol finalist, and they're going to be parents soon. And she recently made an appearance at the Country Music Association Country Christmas TV special. She performed a song and showed off her big baby bump. This is called I Hope. Here's Gabby Barrett.
Thank you.
Right here on VOA 1.
I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am. I'm not your friend or anything. Damn, you think that you're the man. I think therefore I am.
Stop. What the hell are you talking about? Get my pretty name out of your mouth. We are not the same with it without. Don't talk about me like how you might know how I feel. Top of the world, but your world isn't real. It was an idea. So go have fun. I really couldn't care less, and you can give him my best, but just know
I'm not your friend.
Just know
I'm not your friend.
VOA 1, Billie Eilish with new music, Therefore I Am. That is off her upcoming album. She's got a bunch of songs already finished, so we're excited that the new album will be out soon. She was asked a question in Vanity Fair magazine, what was the biggest rumor about her? And she said, well, there's a picture of me running to my car at my brother's front door in 110 degree weather. I was wearing a tank top because it was hot. And people responded, hey, Billie, you got fat. And she said, I'm like, nope, this is how I look. You've just never seen it before. So that's what she said. She said, whatever. So that's a good attitude. She's always struggled with body issues, but it seems like she's getting a little more self-confident these days. Coming up, Marlo and Halsey with Be Kind on VOA 1. That's good advice to anybody who calls anyone fat.
with a kiss on your head. And I'll take the kids to school, wave them goodbye. And I'll thank my lucky stars for that night. When we looked over your shoulder, for a minute I'll forget that I'm older. I wanna dance with you right now. Beautiful as ever, and I swear that every day you'll get better. You make me feel this way somehow. I'm so in love with you, and I hope you know, darling, your love is more than worth this waiting gold. We've come so far, my dear, look how we've grown. And I wanna stay with you until we're great old. Just say you.
Trips that you plan for the next whole week. being flex OD, sex OD. You got it, girl, you got it. Hey, you got it, girl, you got it. Yeah, pretty little thing, you got a bag and now you wildin'. You just took it off the line, no mileage. Waited hitting you the DM looking violent. Talking while you come around and now they silent. Through the Cooper 17, no guidance. You be staying low, but you know what the price is. Ain't never got you, know it, being modest. Popping shit, but only cause you know you popping, yeah. You got it, girl, you got it.
And Drake, No Guidance on VOA 1. President Barack Obama was asked who he would like to play him in the film about his life story, and he said Drake. He wants Drake.